This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's the Friday show. I am Ben Armani, and here with
Alex.
Hoffaday to you. Hoffaday to you, Alex.
Hoffaday to you, Ben.
That's like our aloha here in Saipan, in the Northern Marianas Islands, where we are coming to you at Saturday morning here. Again, a beautiful day. It's almost like I don't have to say that it's a beautiful day. Is it going to get not beautiful? It rained a little bit, but it's like 10 minutes of rain.
There are brief rain showers that come by every now and again.
Yeah, but otherwise.
A cloud comes over.
A single.
10 minutes later, it passed the island and back in the middle of the ocean, just like us.
It's a single solitary rain cloud, but there are typhoons and whatnot, and we're not. I'm not going to bring that evil on us. You know, we're still, for right now, we're doing well. So
we have enough evil brought upon us already.
Agreed. And of course, we're going to talk about it. This is a Friday night lockdown show. That's what this is. You know, it's rare that a radio show that's on Friday night in the U.S. is going to have probably the listenership that... Or that Free Talk Live on a Friday night has had the listenership that it's got to be having right now because people are locked down. All over the country, there are some places opening up, but I left from California. I've bugged out here, and I read, two days ago, Los Angeles mayor, oh no, was it the mayor or the county? It's LA County.
To both the county and the mayor. They're all like, it's keep it shut down.
Till July. They said absolutely till July, which to me means way longer than July.
Well, they walked it back a little. It was weird. They kind of like said, you guys are overreacting. We didn't mean it like that. And then they didn't really say, like, what do they not mean it like that?
Yeah, I would
walked it back. Don't overreact. Like, we're being responsible. Trust the science. Don't worry.
Trust the science. We're going to talk about trust the science. I think this may be the trust the science Friday night lockdown episode. If you want to call in, you could talk about anything that you like. But it seems that this is the global topic. You can call in 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I just woke up this morning, Alex, to, speaking of science or a lack thereof, Donald Trump launching, Operation Warp Speed.
You don't like that name?
To get to the coronavirus vaccine. Somebody noted, which I thought was interesting, that the irony is that he just happened to do that on the same day that he was handed the flag for the first time for the Space Force.
Wow.
So we've got the Space Force president announcing Operation Warp Speed for a vaccine as though...
Well, when you said Operation Warp Speed, my thought was he's going to open up the economy.
No. And it's telling warp speed me this to get to the vaccine.
Vaccines?
This is about vaccines. And the idea here is that if we just throw enough money... And hopium, I guess. It's a mix of a mountain of hopium, that is the hope drug, the drug of hope, and superstition, ignorance, and then money printer go burr, which it seems like is also about superstition and ignorance, then that will somehow make a vaccine appear sooner, as if that's the way that science works, somehow.
It's wild, absolutely. I mean, what's the fastest vaccine there's ever been? I heard something, it was like 18 months or something. And
yeah.
Even now, there's no vaccine for HIV.
No.
Is there? I'm pretty sure there's no vaccine for MERS or SARS either.
No.
Like, we don't have a good track record for corona vaccines and other challenging viruses. So it seems to me, end of the year? Yeah, right.
Well, let's talk about why there's not a vaccine for the coronavirus that we already are aware of, which is the quote-unquote common cold. The reason why is because
I know the reason why. No, the reason why is we haven't all come together as a global community to work for the common good.
Right.
It's all those, you know, libertarians and small government people are just stopping. And the evil capitalists, they don't want to work together. And that's why we haven't done it. If we all just, you know, do a UN vaccine program, I'm sure we could get it in record time. Don't you think, Finn?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, if we could also involve the military as well, because Trump announced that as well, that he's mobilizing the military right now to be sure that when they have the vaccine ready, that the military will be on hand to, quote-unquote, distribute it to the population. Because, of course, you really need the guns of the state to ensure that vaccines get delivered to people who need them. This is, it's...
Yeah, I would... It's clear to me that this is like a mental, like almost like a psyops, right?
Mm.
They're just preparing you. It's like, get the idea of like the military is going to be on the streets in your head in advance. Because if you want to distribute something to everywhere in America, you use the post office. The post office is everywhere. In tiny
pounds. How about just using the medical industry?
There's places that don't have hospitals or... I mean, like, look, we're in the U.S. Mariana Islands, right?
Okay.
There's three populated islands.
Yeah.
There's no hospital on Tinian. There's no hospital on Rota. But you know what they do have?
What do they have?
They have a post office.
Well, then put medical professionals from the health department at the post office. I'm just saying, you don't need to have... guns. There's just no correlation for me of military and vaccination. I don't understand why you have to combine, why the military is appropriate for delivering vaccines.
It's not appropriate. And when there's alternatives, right? If there were no post office, maybe I could understand. But when you already have a nationwide distribution shipping network, why use, like, the military is not as widely dispersed as the post office or other federal agencies. The fact that they're bringing in the military, to me, seems, I don't know.
Why do we need the military, right? Delivering medication to the... So let's talk about... So we don't have whatever here. We don't have this vast medical infrastructure. But you don't need a vast medical infrastructure to give somebody one jab of a vaccine. You don't. I mean, they give at CVS and Rite Aid and Walgreens and all those major U.S. Pharmacies and drugstores, they give flu shots. Why not just... And they've got a heck of an infrastructure in terms of supply chains and the whole nine. They have a wide variety of products that come from all over the place. They're very good at doing this. Why not just allow them to do it? Why do you need, right? It's about this need. Like, why is that the appropriate agency? What is the need for the U.S. military to deliver a vaccine? Somebody's got to explain that to me.
I think the need is the psychological preparation. The military will be on the streets. And, you know, it's like we're a peacekeeping force, right? Whenever you invade the country, we're here, we're a peacekeeping force, right? You don't say we're here to oppress you. So if they say we're here to bring medicine, you know, there may be soldiers on the streets, but it's not because we're at war. It's because we're bringing you medicine.
Somebody call in and explain this military thing to me and why we need a military to deliver vaccines. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We already have a call. Maybe this gentleman, although judging by the name, I think perhaps he isn't going to talk to me about why we need the military. Scott the Bigot is calling in from Florida. Scott, what say you, sir?
How are you, gentlemen? Really should be Scott the Anti-Semite, but anyway. I didn't really want to talk about what I really want to talk about. It's all right with you. With this depression that we're in, a second Great Depression, your listeners, if they can afford it, should stock up on gold. If they can't afford gold, at least buy silver. And I'll tell you why.
Hold on one second, Scott. We will stay with us. I want to hear the whole reason why. I tend to agree with you, and we will we'll talk to you when we come back from the break. We just got to go to a quick break, so stay on the line, and we will talk about why we need to buy gold with Scott the Bigot. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the Friday show from the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. Gosh, it's beautiful. I am Ben.
It's Alex.
Hafaday to all of you. That is our aloha here on the island of Saipan. If you'd like to call in, you can talk about anything that you would like. The call-in number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. You can also jump in and talk to us on Discord, on the Discord call-in lines. You can do that at discord.lrn.fm. We are going to, I think we're going to spend some time talking about different assets that you might want to invest in, perhaps to shelter yourself from the impending and basically assured and already happening economic disaster that we are in the midst of. I personally am a huge fan of Bitcoin. That's what I spend my days working on and have been for years. And of course, one of the stalwarts of the Bitcoin industry and a company that I have spent a lot of time working with and have a lot of admiration for is Bitcoin.com. And they have launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So I prefer Bitcoin. It sounds like Scott the Bigot prefers gold. Let's hear from Scott. Scott was going to talk to us about why instead precious metals as opposed to cryptocurrencies is the way to go. Scott, go ahead and expand on this so that we can understand where you're coming from.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, let me begin. I'm not a fan of Bitcoin at all. I'm from the old school. I like gold and silver. If you can't afford gold, which is almost $1,700 an ounce, I believe it really should be $5,000 an ounce, really $10,000 an ounce, I'm a gold bug. If you can't afford that, at least do yourself a favor. Buy silver. At least buy silver. You can get it for $20 a coin for a silver eagle. Look, America's, I'm not going to mince words. America's economy is on the verge of an economic collapse. We're facing a depression, and the Federal Reserve is printing trillions upon trillions upon trillions of worthless fiat currency. And you may say, well, how could it be worthless? The rate America's going, we're going to end up like Zimbabwe or Venezuela. And that's not a stretch. If you feel that that can't happen, you're fooling yourselves. The United States is not immune to an economic depression, and we're facing it now. Look at the facts. Trillions of dollars spent. When the Fed doesn't print up trillions, what it does is it puts it on digital money. This fiat currency is like confetti, like toilet paper. I'm not a fan of Bitcoin. I don't like it. I like gold and silver because it's tested the time of mankind. So the early Egyptians used it. It's no one ever went broke owning gold. And the best way, when I buy gold, I buy it in gold coin. I like U.S. $50 gold eagles. I purchase those. And I believe that no question my investment will go up, and when the depression comes, and it's coming, make no mistake, it's coming very soon, you're going to want gold, and like I say, at least buy silver. I'd like to also say that
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Why buy physical gold over paper gold? So whenever I buy gold, I always just buy like paper gold. Why do I want to pay for the storage and securing of gold and selling it?
So now when you say, just so that the people are clear who might not know, when you say paper gold, you're basically talking about either deposit certificates or some other form of contract where some other custodian is holding on to the gold and you're basically trading the certificate of either ownership, or it could be a futures contract or something like that. That's what you're talking about right now. It's okay. So, Scott, what do you say to that? What do you say to that, Scott?
Absolutely not. I hate that idea. I think you're thinking of like Spider. I want tangible physical gold where you store and no one can take it away from you. You have it.
Why
in your
can't
hand.
They take it? They can go to your house. You can lose it. You can steal it. What if you need a move?
That's true.
Right? Say
that's
your
true.
State is terrible. You're in like New York or Illinois or something, or your vent, right? You're moving across the world to someplace safer and more free. how do you take all your gold with you?
Well, and let That's me, Scott, let me address this, because we are not only having, it looks like, an economic crisis, but we are also having it looks like the state is becoming more totalitarian as the days go on. And if we look back into the last century, I mean, we have a clear example of the Nazi regime, in fact, becoming having quite the windfall from stealing the physical gold of the Jews who they, sent off to the camps. So, what say you to the idea that if you, let's say, were going to be sent off to a FEMA camp?
Well, they're doing their door-to-door vaccinations, you know.
This is what I'm asking. What is to say that, how are you securing, Scott, your gold such that if a situation like that arose, that you would be able to prevent them from barging into your location and taking it?
That's very legitimate. I agree. I want to ask you a question that you'll want you to answer. I keep mine in a safe deposit box. I've often worried that if there's a bank run, they can just confiscate your box. So I'm considering. I know they can. I've got to get a vault. And to answer your question, and I'll answer your question, anyone that can, the government can knock on your door for vaccination. They could knock on your door, say, we're searching your home, and yes, they could confiscate all your gold and silver. Yes, they could.
Right, but they can't take my Bitcoin,
and they're not going to take the paper gold because that's what Wall Street uses. If they start messing with the paper gold, the lobbyists in Wall Street, the big boys who fund them, are going to say, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! Take the physical gold. This is just paper. You know, don't rob us. Rob the people on Main Street who are hoarding the gold under their pillow. Our gold is in the market being put to use. Those people are just hoarding it. Those resources need to be confiscated to make, you know, it's like the antibacterial silver. Let's confiscate some of that antibacterial silver to make some corona-free hand railings for the subway of New York.
Hold on. I don't want to. The one thing that I don't want to do, Scott, is that I don't want to dismiss your point about the fact that this fiat currency is a problem. I think that maybe a basket of different things and things which people feel more comfortable with in terms of risk and that they feel that they can secure. I want to support you, Scott, and I think people who are interested and feel the most comfortable with physical precious metal should definitely go down that path. And I appreciate you waking people up, as we are trying to do, to the fact that the economic charade that's going on with fiat is a real problem.
What's very scary in this country is that coupled with the economy, I am so frightened of our government with its overreach and vaccinations that they could enact any law they want on the books. Knock on your door, confiscate this, say it's under this or whatever. It's very, very scary, and we are, and make no mistake about it, we do have a totalitarian government. We do
have... Oops, sorry there, Scott. Thank you for your call. We just are about to go. We will have more when we come back right here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it.
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News. Retail sales numbers are out for the month of April. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results are even worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. And it's more than double the previous record drop that was set in the month of March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
Residents in Nevada awoke to a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck in an isolated part of the state. The earthquake's epicenter was about 35 miles outside the town of Tonopah and 70 miles from Area 51, a classified Nevada base long rumored to be home for extraterrestrial life. The earthquake was felt in California and Utah as well. USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Oh, man, it is the Friday night show, but it is Saturday for us. It's Saturday morning because we are in Saipan.
We're in the future, baby.
We're in the future. So we are speaking to you from Saturday morning. And let me tell you, Saturday morning, yeah, it's just as much totalitarianism as it was Friday night. Yep. Same amount. I would love to hear from you in terms of where you are at to the listeners out there, how things are going where you are. I know it's different in a lot of different places. It's pretty laid back. Although we have, on paper, we have a lot of the same regulations that are in the rest of the United States in terms of the lockdown. In practice, it's a lot more chill.
Don't put
here.
Me in the same box as Cuomo. How dare you? We have the restaurant bans, the bar bans, and the curfew. Those are like big things, but we've never had a shelter-in-place order. We've
right.
always been able to leave our house, you know, hang out, do stuff like that. And we don't have mandatory masks, and we can still get haircuts.
Right, right. So, we'd love to hear how it is where you are. You can call us in 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also reach out on the Discord line. That is discord.lrn.fm. We were talking at the break about the economic part of this is really important. They're talking about UBI. But instead of UBI, let's do this in a little more of a voluntary way. And Intercoin may be the solution to that, because thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money they can use on necessities. this type of UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space in real life. We think it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. So if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's at intercoin.org. Alex, at the break, you were telling me that...
I was pushing back.
Well, as you tend to do at certain times, which this one might be accurate, you don't think that we are in an inflation period? You don't think that this money printing is necessarily as bad as maybe...
Well, it's definitely bad.
Okay.
I think the biggest problem that society faces in all areas is that we've managed to decouple consequences from actions.
Go on.
And that's from as far as, you know, you can't fire people or you get sued.
Right.
You know, you don't study for the test, but the teacher has to pass you. Everyone has to pass. Everyone's a winner. You know, this mentality of there cannot be consequences because everyone's equal, they deserve equal results. If they're not getting equal results, there's some kind of systematic oppression.
Okay.
And thus, we must, you know, counter that by eliminating consequences.
Okay.
So, in that same realm, I mean, it's unrelated in financial terms, but it's this overarching theme of the modern world is that there seem to be no consequences.
Hmm.
All of these jurisdictions, whether it's Italy or Illinois, they borrow way too much money, but there's no consequence. They can still keep borrowing more because someone's securing their debt and the system keeps going and going. So while I do agree that the spending of the U.S. is unsustainable, the printing is unsustainable, and it's definitely bad, I'm not convinced that the outcome, at least in the short term, will be bad, especially in the case of America.
Hmm.
As the world's reserve currency, and as the economy that's the largest in the world and has the greatest potential to bounce back, people are going to be selling their euros, their yen, their RMB, and converting it to dollars. If you're going to buy, if you have a bunch of cash sitting around, you're a wealthy person or business around the world, do you want to hold the currency that's the world reserve currency that trades oil, that's the biggest economy in the world, or do you want to hold your local, you know, pretty wildly mediocre country currency?
Well, but this is, but the reason why it's wildly mediocre is, you know, this money still comes from sovereign debt. So there still has to be people within the economy who are willing to fundamentally, through treasury bonds or bills, to fundamentally to loan the government money in the hopes that they will, you know, be able to make a return. If there's inflation, so in other words, if I loan you $100, but and I say, okay, you got to pay this back to pay me back, you know, $120 in 10 years from now. And 10 years from now, it's that the $120 is the equivalent of like 10 cents. Then that's a really bad bet for me, right? So that's what inflation.
Yeah, but
does.
If you had to bet, which currency is going to maintain its value best in the world?
This is the interesting thing, right? History would tend to say that it's going to be the U.S. dollar, but just 2 days ago or 3 days ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released, this is from the Chicago Tribune, grocery prices see biggest monthly increase in nearly 50 years. Basically, the biggest monthly increase in 50 years was last month. The index for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs increased the most among food groups, rising 4.3%. A separate index...
4% rise?
Well...
What are we going to do?
A separate index for eggs alone, eggs increased 16.1% in terms of the price.
So you're telling me the eggs went from $2 to $2.40?
Yeah, well, that makes a huge difference when you're talking about,
no,
you know, bulk. Bulk. It's... Because it's not just eggs. Like, eggs go into other items as well. And so you... I mean, that is a lot. And regardless, that's inflation.
But this is a one-month inflation, likely related to, I guess, the supply shock, right? All these farm workers can't go to work. The meat factories are having supply problems caused largely by... These are like government-enforced supply problems by locking people in their house. This is less... If the inflation was related to printing trillions of dollars, that would be one thing. But it seems that they're... Based on all the money printing that's been done this century... Right, what did we start the debt with this century? A few trillion dollars?
A few trillion, yeah.
And we added to maybe $20 trillion in the last 20 years. And we've seen record low inflation for this 21st century, despite printing more money than probably has been printed in the history of the world, I would guess.
Well, and to be fair, also in this same story, year over year in April, gas prices in the Chicago area were actually down 37.1%. So I think there are a lot of factors at play here, to some degree I'm going to agree with you on the fact that we're in such an unprecedented time and there are so many factors going on that the money printing, were it to happen in a vacuum, might be doing something different. But I would tend to agree that since globally everybody's behaving in the same manner, it may not be such a bad thing for the U.S. to be doing this right now. I mean, relative, right?
It's a bad thing, but the consequences will not be so bad. That's right. How I'd phrase it.
Right. Yeah, I think that's...
And even in the long run, it's unclear. The short run, it seems pretty likely that there won't be severe inflationary consequences. We didn't see any in the last financial crisis.
Right.
And this one, I think, is going to be even more bullish for the U.S. because do you want to be in Europe right now? Do you want to, when you're already facing the economy with 1% growth, like they're cheering, yes, we're positive
right,
this year,
right,
woohoo.
Right, right.
You know, if you're like a business person operating that, and now it's the post-COVID world, you're going to get out of there. People are going to be rushing into America like never before because, you know, that's where else can you go? The whole world, I mean, if we're worried about UBI, imagine you're in Europe and you're a business there. You're thinking, oh my goodness, with the juicy welfare states we have here, who's going to go back to work ever again?
Well, I think that this is something that we are definitely going to get into coming up, is we're going to talk about when will anybody be going back to work? I think everybody would like to know. We'd like to know from you what's going on.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The Friday night lockdown.
Woohoo!
I'm Ben.
It's Alex.
We're coming to you live from Saipan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. We would love to hear from you today. This evening, I guess it would be for many of you. Call in number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We have been talking about the economics.
Freedom, what's that? I'm starting to forget, you know, it's terrible.
When will the lockdowns end? I think that's something that a lot of people have been asking. And there's now considerable pushback. I mean, we were talking before the show started about Elon Musk and how he said, nah, I'm opening my factory in Alameda. A lot of people are pushing back by simply opening licensed, legal businesses. It's so crazy to me, this idea that, you know, the government can say, all right, you, in order for you to do business here, you need to register your business. You need to get a business license. You need to pay all these taxes. But the idea that this quote-unquote social contract, which you're actually signing if you go through and do all of these things and pay, like the contract is, if you do these things, then you can keep your business open according to these rules. But for then somebody extrajudiciously, extra legally, to just say some governor or county health, like not even elected, a county health official to simply say, oh, no, that's over. That's over. You can't open.
It's crazy. But I'd like to really, you know, go zoom in on this Elon Musk thing.
Okay,
right?
Let's do it.
It's very rare to see billionaires and like people who, you know, because it's easy. People think billionaires don't have much to lose, right?
Well, they've got billions to lose.
It's like, well, they can lose. Elon could lose $10 billion and not even notice in terms of lifestyle, right? And that is right. True from a, you know, consumption material perspective. On the other hand, who's usually the one leading the protests, right? Many of these people storming the Capitol are the ones who their business is about to close. It's never going to open again. You know, put me in jail because I don't have food anyways. So at least if I go to jail, I can be fed. Where this guy, he just keeps his mouth shut. He just reiterates the talking points. He's going to keep getting his, you know, solar tax credits, renewable energy car tax credits,
if
government.
Elon Musk wasn't doing what he's doing, right? That if he was taking that route.
Basically, you keep your mouth shut, we'll give you billions of dollars in money. And he's saying, you know, I'm going to give up these billions of dollars. I'm not someone who, you know, what do I have to lose by pro? They say the most dangerous man is someone with nothing to lose, right?
Exactly.
He has everything to lose.
Yes.
He's like a, you know, modern day like hero, right? He's going to save the world. He's going to like take us to Mars. He's some super genius. He's a darling of like people all around the world. He's going to risk his reputation, his legacy, and billions of dollars to fight for freedom.
Well, but let me push back on that a little bit. Because
what are you doing? What are you risking?
Well, hold on. Let me push back on this just a little bit. What you just described, and I think that this would be fair to say about Elon Musk, I don't think that this is unfair, is that he could be diagnosed as having a messiah complex. Somebody who says, I'm going to save the world with renewable energy, taking people to another planet, interfacing them with AI so it doesn't take over. Only I know what the full risks are. Nobody ever listens to me. I can save the world. I can do all of this. And now when he's talking about with Joe Rogan that he's giving away all of his possessions, selling his houses, his possessions aren't important, all of this. He may be completely, let's say, benign and genuine in all of this, and he may have the best of intentions, but that also sounds like a messiah complex to me, and that, to me, when it gets corrupted, you get somebody like a Bill Gates who believes, oh, I need to vaccinate the world at all costs, and is one of the reasons why, that narrative is one of the reasons why we're in the lockdown in the first place. So while I admire Elon Musk for what he's doing in the moment, color me a bit skeptical about where this goes in the future if this gives him more cachet in the public.
Well, I'm with you that if he starts to become destructive, push back on him.
Right.
But right now, when he's being attacked by the media, the establishment, all of that, for doing something actually useful, right? You can be attacked by the media for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people attacked by the media, they just, you know, step out of line just one tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Liam Neeson, he talks about, like, you know, he had these fantasies of like avenging his friend who was raped, and they're like, how dare you have violent fantasies of avenging your friend? You're a bad person. And it's just like, are you kidding me? The average person has totally like thought about like doing some violent revenge at least at one point in their life. He just like is brave enough to admit it on TV, and now they demonize him.
Well, I guess I have a couple of issues. Is that when things like this first start, you basically don't have the establishment people. So Elon Musk did not come out early talking about why this was all a problem.
He did.
Did he?
He was saying, yeah, he said we're not going to close Tesla factories.
But he
did.
This
is not a significant. They made him. From the very beginning, he had said, this is, you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
This is kind of my point. This is my point. My point is that what you have in the initial of this is you have people who are known and celebrities, 99% of them, amplify the establishment narrative. Remember the singing about things and Madonna in her tub and all of these. Now those people all look really dumb. They look really
dumb. They always look really dumb.
The thing is, they don't always look really dumb. Most of the time, it goes through the cycle and they've done their little virtue signal and they were on the right side of history. Most of the time. If that wasn't the case, the celebrities wouldn't act that way. Right? They're making a bet. They're making a bet, and they probably, most of them, figured, oh, it's going to be the 2 weeks, right? Oh, yeah, it's going to be like a flu or whatever, and then everything will be okay. I think people got snowed in this whole thing, and it's something that I want to talk about, especially since I've been working on code. I've been coding pretty relentlessly for the last week. And so when this thing came out about Neil Ferguson's model, the model that said all these millions of people were going to die, and the code ended up getting revealed and released out, the code that was used to make this Imperial College model that was done by Neil Ferguson, that was used by the U.S. government and the U.K. government, and the reason why these lockdowns are happening in the first place, has been absolutely skewered at this point, that it's just BS. It's complete BS, and you know, there's a great, on lockdown skeptics, there's a great code review that we can go into some pieces of it, but I think that it's important. People need to talk about this.
You're saying it's BS because the code was full of bugs. It didn't make any sense.
I will give you the biggest pull out of here is the quote that I like the most is, "What it is doing is best described as SimCity without the graphics. It attempts to simulate households, schools, offices, people, and their movements." And then it talks about why it's basically just like a randomized video game. There is no like rhyme or reason to it.
The inputs are feeding into the outputs, are feeding into the inputs. It's like just, you can't do that. All these things are like, you know, a basic statistics high school student could tell you does not make sense they're doing. And the code is full of bugs and all of that. And this is the model that we should trust, the
experts.
Well, and
they're saying this is, they say trust science means trust this model, which is completely unscientific. That any, this is to me where the weirdness comes in, is that now we're saying trust, if it really was about trust science,
it's this, double speak.
It's thank you. It is really Orwellian what's happening right now, because what we've trusted and what they're still operating off of for these lockdowns, they're still going off this model, dude. Like, the government policy is still being based on this model. It's like they can't give it up, even though it's clearly been shown.
Yeah. I mean, look at Sweden. Look at Brazil. Look at all the Belarus. They have, like, parades and hockey games. You'd think half the country would be dead based on these models. And they're,
well, because the models are BS. The models were used here. They still haven't gotten the memo yet here. That even though it's like as clear as day, and we can talk about, they just released what some of those numbers were, and it's not even, they're not even addressing the fact that like it didn't even get, it's so far that it's mind blowing. It's at the level of absurdity, and somebody's head needs to roll, figuratively, somebody's head needs to roll over this. We'd love to hear from you on this. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.